Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming or deciphering the hieroglyphics of the Be Our Guest podcast today. So glad you're here. Ricky, Pam, and I are getting ready to talk about so much Walt Disney World news. So much going on down there. We want to make that next trip even better. So stand by for fun Disney talk to kick off the weekend a bit early. First, a quick word from our sponsors. And that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. Of course, the Magic for Less is a platinum earmarked agency. Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best with taking care of their guests and getting great deals. But don't forget, you know, so many great things happening this holiday season down at Walt Disney World. And I'll be honest with you, because I do this all day, every day. Rooms are limited right now for the rest of November and December, the rest of 2018. However, if you want to get down there, it can be done. There are rooms out there. So just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free, no obligation quote. And you and I are going to work together to make this trip happen. We'll work some magic. We'll see what we can do. And we're going to get you down there for this awesome holiday season. Of course, 2019 is open as well. You can take a cruise on Disney Cruise Line, go out to Disneyland, Adventures by Disney as well. Hey, whatever you want to do, I'm going to take good care of you. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Fill out that free, no obligation quote and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Again, they're over at themagicforless.com. Don't forget, if you want to be on Santa's good list, you're going to click through our Amazon affiliate link. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It really is a win-win situation. You'll get all of your Prime benefits. It'll cost you nothing extra, and it really does help support the show with each and every purchase. So please, this holiday season, we ask that you use our link, and we thank you so much for doing that. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1408 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And as I said on Wednesday, one of the happy little elves over at the Magic for Less Travel, making magic for guests all day, every day. That's what we do. During the holiday season, we grow big ears. We get pointy hats. No, we probably just wear slippers and just, you know, talk on the phone all day and work on our computers. But you know what? It's whatever. It's all theater of the mind. You can picture whatever you want. I will grow some pointy ears and put on a hat if you need me to. I'll do whatever you need because I'm going to make
it's
sure you have
really
a
really weird turn. I'm just going to say.
I'm just saying, right. I'm in the spirit because Thanksgiving is less than a week away now.
It is.
Oh, it's such an exciting time of the year. I love what I do. I love that I get to be at the Christmas tree is going to be up soon. I get to work next to the tree. That's my favorite time of the year. Oh, man. I'm pumped. Anyway, we're going to be talking Disney. We're going to be talking about some fun stuff happening down at Walt Disney World. We're going to tempt you with getting down there. Now, there's rooms to be had. If you do like a Rubik's Cube and have a secret formula, we can find you a room. We can do that. But you got to use a little creativity this time of year. But it's going to be fun. We're going to talk about some good food, some great events, and just make that trip. We have a lot of folks going down. I know Mark Yerkes heading down soon. We're going to get you set for a great trip as well. So to do that, let's talk. Let's have fun. Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky?
I'm ferociously cleaning. That's what's going on.
But your family's already there, right? They're there now.
Really? No, they can come in tomorrow.
Oh, okay. So. All right.
Yeah. The fam is coming, and I'm ferociously cleaning. And I'm also hoping I can sneak away tonight so I can see The Crimes of Grindelwald. So we'll see. That's a Harry Potter thing, Mike. Don't worry about it.
I was like, what? is that like the Fantastic Beasts or something?
It is the Fantastic
Beasts. There you
Beasts.
Go. Look at that. I saw a commercial. Yes.
So I'm hoping I can sneak away tonight. The big thing is I'm hoping I need to be able to pump Brian with enough caffeine so that he can stay awake late enough so that we can watch Crimes of Grindelwald without him falling asleep during the movie. This is hard because we just saw The Grinch this last weekend and it was an hour and a half movie and he still fell asleep through part of it. So I feel like I'm married to Steve Forrester because I know Steve can't make it through movies either. So yeah, it's just for those things. It's like all of a sudden I'll feel him like kind of nod off and I like have to like push him and wake him up a little bit. Yeah.
Yes.
That's when you're comfortable with life. You just fall asleep in theaters.
No, he can literally fall asleep anywhere. Brian, totally can fall asleep anywhere. I don't understand how he does it.
Steve can too in the evening. Once it reaches the evening,
yes,
he's just sitting there. If he's not engaged in something, then he could definitely just fall asleep. That's why we try to see like a movie. I don't know. We try to hit it before it even. There's the increased rates. Like he comes home from work early. We get it before 6 o'clock, and we get matinee rates.
I'll say, you're the old matinee folks.
That must be an old man thing, because Brian's getting up there now.
I love my pastor. I love the pastor at our church. Those are too comfortable. That's not even right. They're just begging you to fall asleep. It's more comfortable in my chair at home at our theater.
Right.
But our pastor, I love him at church, and I know his wife listens to the podcast. And sometimes, because I run on Sundays before church, and like it's warm in there, you know, and like it's comfortable. I mean, the chairs aren't super comfortable. We don't have pews. We just have chairs. But like, you know, you're getting kind of hungry for lunch as the church service is wrapping up. And it's like sometimes, man, it's tough. But then he always jokes about it. Like, okay, wake up. This is the important part of the sermon. And I'm always like, oh my gosh, did I fall asleep? Like, I always have the guilty conscience. Like, oh, was he looking at me? So anyway, yeah, it's scary. Anyway, Pam Forster, co-owner of The Magic for Less Travel. What's up, Pam? Holly time of the year. We love this time.
I know. I'm so excited about this show. There's so many things I'm looking forward to this year. It's like this year more than ever. Like, I could do the Disney commercial for this time of year. Like, this time more than ever, you'll want to be at Walt Disney World. I mean, so I will tell you, this is how crazy the obsession has gone. The ultimate Christmas time package that is out there. I know that some of you have read about this and whatever. Well, let me just tell you that when this came out, okay, me, who has an annual pass and all these other things, like whatever, I am still like, you know, thinking about this package in my mind. It includes so many exclusive events that I've totally thought about doing this package about 2,500 times. And the cool thing is, for those of you who haven't ever heard about this package, you're like, what is she talking about? Ultimate Christmas time. Is this something she's made up in her head? No. The people at Disney who spend millions of dollars of marketing, they came up with that name on their own, the Ultimate Christmas Time package. So I'm just saying that's a cool, cool thing. But so what it is it's a special package that is available only, there's 5 nights and you have to book it for those 5 nights. It's December 17th through the 22nd. And it includes a package, that includes your stay and your tickets and things like that. But it also includes exclusive entry into events at almost all of the different parks. You have an evening event at Pandora and at Toy Story Land and Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. I mean, it takes all the holiday events, and guess what? You don't have to worry about whether you bought the Candlelight Processional package or Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party tickets, because those are all included. So anyways, I just wanted to mention it. It's just such a really cool thing. If you haven't heard about it, ask one of your traveler counselors about it, because I might be there with you.
And you get a dinner at Epcot. There's like an early and a late seating, depending on availability. Yeah. I don't know what the availability is right now. But, you know, so you're right. I mean, it hits all four parks. And you're getting those, you know, if you go this time of year, for most people, maybe it's your first time trip, and it's just, this is how the schedule worked out for you. But I think a lot of veteran Walt Disney World travelers, if you're going down, say, from mid-November to the new year, you're going to see the Christmas trees and the decorations and the different background loops and all the special events that are going around, treats and stuff that we're going to talk about today. But I think, Pam, this is what, you know, you mentioned this, and it is kind of the ultimate deal, because what it is, because when you put all these components together, and you can't like put a price on some of these things, like the dinner at Epcot, that's hard because it's not general public. But the thing is, you're getting a lanyard, you know, so like you're getting VIP access, which I think there's something to be said for that, because you're not fighting against the general public.
I think that's exactly what it is. Sorry, it does not include the Candlelight Processional. I meant the dinner. You're absolutely right on that one. But no, so like typically when people are booking last minute trips, one of the things that's kind of challenging is what's available in terms of Fast Pass Plus, you know, attractions. Like, am I going to get to ride Slinky Dog? Am I going to get to ride Flights of Passage? Guess what? You are when you book this package, because you have exclusive nighttime access to Toy Story Land. And that's going to include, I mean, that's only the people who have purchased this package are doing this. So that's going to include Slinky Dog Dash about 55 times for me. I'm going to say that's going to be that for me. It includes tickets to a Very Merry Christmas Party. It includes exclusive nighttime access to Disney's Animal Kingdom Park. Hello, Avatar Flight of Passage. Guess who's going to be riding it? You are.
Yep.
I mean, that's a really cool thing. And it includes early morning access to Disney Springs for shopping. So hello, they even give you like shopping time without the crowds.
Right.
And then also you get the holiday themed buffet dinner at Epcot. So just lots of cool things. And I know a lot of people haven't heard about them. So if you're thinking of last minute trips, guess what? There's still time.
And you'll be coming to Disney Springs. You'll be coming out with all the bags on your arms like Pretty Woman, you know, like when she shopped on that expensive street. Of course, you will hopefully be clothed a little better than she was when you come out of the stores. It's a family destination after all. Anyway, so we're going to all kind of just throw in some stuff that's happening down there, that, you know, as we close out 2018. One thing that came through the day we recorded this show, which I kind of found interesting, was that they're offering a chance to ring in the new year at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. Here's what the press release says. It says reservations are now available for the Fort Wilderness Beach Dessert Party. At this New Year's Eve celebration, your clients can delight in delectable sweets and specialty beverages as they savor scenic views of the Seven Seas Lagoon. The evening will kick off with an assortment of desserts, seasonal fruits, cheeses, and refreshments, including beer and wine. Let's see, you also have the opportunity to watch the stunning Magic Kingdom fireworks display and raise a glass to exciting things to come in 2019. What could that be for Disney? I was thinking about that, like when they put this out, like
Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge.
Okay, go ahead. I don't know if everybody's toasting that, but Disney probably is. Let's see. The Fort Wilderness Beach Dessert Party. Disney has all these hard names to say. It takes place, obviously, on New Year's Eve, December 31st. It's from 10 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. on Clementine's Beach at Fort Wilderness Resort and Campground. It's $99 per adult, $59 per child, ages 3 to 9. Gratuity is not included or required, and you just make your reservations kind of, you know, just disneyworld.com/dining or call the dining line. So I find this really, really interesting because, you know, the thing is, Disney, for one thing, I've been there a lot of times. All of us have. On New Year's Eve, it's a blast. It's crazy. I love Epcot. But they're giving you an opportunity to see the crazy fireworks at the Magic Kingdom, less crowds, VIP access again, cheeses, wines, beer. Because, you know, obviously most people are going to, if you're going to drink, it's going to be on New Year's Eve. So you get wine and beer included, some desserts. Pam, when this came out, what were your thoughts on this? Is this something, I mean, it doesn't sound outrageous. I mean, because anything you do on New Year's Eve is expensive. That's one thing I've learned in life. New Year's Eve, expensive. And this isn't too bad.
100%. I absolutely agree with that. And here's like all the things. So each day, you know, as a travel agent, Disney sends us like updates on things, you know, all the time. And they come very frequently, actually. Each day, like for the past couple weeks, I feel like we've gotten some new thing. Yeah. And I'm like, sign me up for that.
Yes.
Sign me up for that. Sign me up for that. I mean, it just seems like really kind of a cool thing. And especially, you know, some of those events like the California Grill thing, maybe you feel like, oh gosh, I'm going to have to get dressed up. I don't really want to bring clothes for that or whatever. This is something you're going to be wearing your park clothes in. I mean, maybe you want a little jacket or a scarf because you're going to be sitting outside, but it's going to be a really cool view and you'll still get to see the fireworks. I think that the one thing that Disney has found, even though I know that this, you know, bothers some people, is these exclusive events, people love them and they're paying and they're going and they're enjoying them. And that's the only reason why Disney keeps releasing more is because, guess what? You know, they're available. Now, that's not to say there aren't still places that you could watch the New Year's Eve fireworks without paying anything from one of the resorts. You absolutely could. But this is just for someone who wants additional access to it. Maybe you have a guy like my husband who's not really patient when it comes to stuff like that or doesn't want to be with all, you know, like in this huge bunch of people doing stuff. Stuff like this is right up his alley. It's casual. He's already paid for it, so he knows what he's getting. He doesn't have to worry about jockeying for position or standing there to watch the fireworks for 2.5 hours, guarding his spot for his family. I mean, all this is the kind of stuff that he enjoys. So it's there for people who want it. You don't have to take advantage of it if you don't.
And the thing I thought about this too, you know, you're seeing the great fireworks on New Year's Eve. Now, I'll be honest, I would still be at Epcot because I love the energy of like the whole world being at Epcot. I love the New Year's Eve fireworks, like the ground shakes. I don't like that I have to wait in line 2 hours to go to the bathroom, but you know, you do what you do and you find the secret one, which I think I gave away a couple weeks ago. So I will say though, think about this when the show's over and New Year's Eve is over. This is going to be a, you know, if you're drinking, having some wine, some beer, some desserts, it's going to be very easy from Fort Wilderness to grab an Uber and head back to your resort. Or, you know, just it's very simple because you get on that back road and you're going to be at your resort. You're probably going to be back at your room within 20 to 30 minutes. Now, if you're at Epcot, you're talking 2 to 3 hours before you're back at your room.
If that, yeah, plus.
That's when it sings, when it's over. Yes.
It's
ridiculous. Exactly. And I mean, you're going to be like, oh man, that was the best $100 I ever spent, you know, after it's over, because
it's worth it for that parking.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, it's an easy out. And you saw the fireworks. You got a belly full of, you know, good desserts. I mean, everybody's happy. I think that's where, you know, something you don't think about when you're thinking about, should I do this event or not? Don't forget that when the event's over. So, Ricky, give us something that you found that's going on the holiday season. Pam mentioned Ultimate Christmas Package. I got the New Year's Eve over at the Fort Wilderness. What do you have?
I mean, there really is so much that's going on with the holiday season at Walt Disney World. The big thing is that you've got all the different food items that are, yes, are available. And trust me when I say, like, we kind of talked about this last on Wednesday, but trust me when I tell you, Disney is totally delivering on the food items this year. And it's not just because they have the Epcot Festival of the Holidays, right? And all the Festival of the Holidays, of course, they have food booths, which they're called Holiday Kitchens for this event. So of course, they have just a ton of options for the International Festival of the Holidays. You've got the Feast of the Three Kings booth. You've got the Holiday Sweets and Treats booth. You've got, which I think that one has really good, like they have a, oh, by the way, speaking of treats and everything, they have a cookie stroll this year for the Epcot of, there's so many festivals, Epcot International Festival of the Holidays. And so what you're doing during this is you get, if you stop, you get basically a passport. And if you stop and get a cookie at, I think you have to get 6 cookies, you can go to a particular booth and get your 7th cookie, which is a completer cookie. And of course,
I have not heard about this. Are you kidding me? There's a 7th completer cookie? You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not. It's totally a true thing.
I want to see this board meeting. Okay, so we get them to buy 6 cookies. Then they go for the 7th completer. They draw it on the whiteboard with the big brown expo marker. Yeah, okay.
So, you have the completer cookie, but there's also a ton of other options, because not only does Epcot have options, but if you go to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, you have options there as well. You know, they kind of rolled out a bunch of different things for guests for Mickey's Not So Scary, and now they've done it with Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, so you can get, there are some things that are themed around Wreck-It Ralph, you know, the new Ralph Breaks the Internet. So there's like a Vanilla P Eclair, but then a Sugar Rush Jumbo Cupcake. Of course, you got to have a cupcake, right? But there's also things like a Mickey Mouse cinnamon roll with green icing and a Mickey Santa hat. You got peppermint treats like peppermint soft serve snow cones, or peppermint soft serve cones and peppermint soft serve sundaes and storybook treats. Of course, you've got a churro that's red and green.
That looks awesome. That looks so good. I love churros, and it just looks great.
And of course, you have the Yule log. It's kind of like a chocolate. This thing, oh my goodness, looks so good. It looks like, the Swiss rolls that they have. It looks like just a giant Swiss roll. It looks delicious. Now this last thing, it's available at Anti-Gravity's Galactic Goodies, and I'm not sure that I want to try this, but it is the Christmas Cookie Milkshake. I don't know how I feel about this.
I'm in. I don't even know what's in it. I'm in.
It's a cookie butter milkshake with cotton candy and a Mickey marshmallow paper straw.
Oh, dude, I'm out. That's gross. That's gross. You just ruined it. What? I'm out. I take that back.
It sounds so gross. So, anyway, lots of great choices with Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And then, moving over to Hollywood Studios, they've introduced a whole flurry of fun with the flurry of fun events that they have going on. So, of course, you can get, you know, things at Trolley Car Cafe that are themed. You've got these Santa macaroons, or I guess macarons, because macaroons are the other kind of thing. You have gingerbread pops on a stick, which sounds delicious. Olaf cupcakes, because you got to have something Olaf. Frozen hot chocolate, which are, well, hot cocoa, I guess I should say, which sounds delicious. But the thing that I think is the most interesting, and the thing that I think intrigues both Pam and I.
The pine cone.
Is chocolate chestnut cone. It is basically a chocolate kind of chestnut shaped like a pine cone, and then it's got a praline leaf on the bottom. How amazing does that sound? So, you know, it really seems like all the parks have something delicious, especially for the season. So you're absolutely going to want to make sure you go and stop and pick up at least one, if not 50 of these items.
Right.
Rick, you did a great job of kind of giving us, you know, there's so many other things too.
There,
you
there
just
is.
Mentioned
I
a
can't
ton
literally
of stuff.
Can't name them all. It would be the full podcast. I'm just saying.
I know. So. And there's so many things. So, you know, just drop by the Mouseful. It's going to be blogs and stuff moving, you know, over the weeks coming forward, you know, as we get into the holiday season. You know, there's some great stuff out there. But Pam, let me ask you this. Okay. So you kind of mentioned that this was like a Disneyland thing with the specialty treats and stuff, and they've totally just gone bonkers this year over any other year with this kind of food. I was thinking about this, a couple things I'm thinking why this happened this year, because I always try to think, what's the why? So here's what I came up with. One, that I think there's a lot of folks that vacation like Chef Todd, that they are folks that like to go down and make dining an essential part, just as much as like a fast pass for Flight of Passage or, you know, going to meet the characters, you know, the new dining options for that season. I think there's more and more people doing that. And honestly, I think this, and I sound like such a millennial and I'm an old man. I'm a Gen Xer. I can tell you that. I promise. Ask my family. But is this not like all the food is now Instagrammable? Like totally.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that not what this is? I mean, everything
100%.
Is beautiful.
It is absolutely. What can you Instagram? I'm sorry. I know you asked Pam, but I'm totally throwing that.
Ricky jumping in again.
Yeah, I know. That's just typical, millennial. Sorry. Typical millennial on the panel. On the panel there.
Millennial, there absolutely. Pam, go ahead and answer the question now. Yeah.
Well, I think one of the things that they have really been doing a good job of is, first of all, giving us photos of some of these things even before they're available. So we can think about them and we can plan our stay and stuff like that. And some we actually have a checklist over at the Magic for Less that you can get. It's on our blog section, and we've been putting them on Facebook too so that people can download them. But we included some of the photos there, but there's just some really interesting food, and absolutely they want you there setting up your shot with whatever you purchased. And the castle in the background, or Spaceship Earth in the background, or whatever from Pandora in the background. And they want you taking that shot because there's some great looking food here. And that cookie shake that you mentioned, I don't know what a cookie shake is, but I like cookies and I like milkshakes. I mean,
but you heard what was in said shake, and I don't know that it's
well,
very appealing.
The marshmallow was on top, like you saw.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So,
yeah, okay, right.
Things on top and like the cotton candy thing or whatever.
It's definitely Instagrammable, that's for sure.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely is going to be. So I think they're just really thinking about it. And Disney, of course, is not the only destination doing things like that. I mean, everyone's hoping that they get as much play on social media as Disney does with some of these creative things. I mean, first of all, if you went on Instagram and searched for churros, how many photos do you think you'd get? There'd be thousands upon thousands of pictures of churros. I mean, when we went out to Disneyland, you can best believe we tried the pumpkin spice churro. There was like a Maleficent churro. I mean, you know, that's cool. And people are going to want to see that.
Disney, though, has to be. I love, like, the business of Disney, too. You know, that I think that's why I got into this, because, like, Walt Disney World is its own city. It's got these different experiences at each resort, you know, and you just 24/7, 365 stuff going on, you know, to keep the place as magical as possible. I love that. But then I think about this. I try to think about, like, what do these board meetings look like? And so when they come up with this and they see the lengths that guests, now these are not Disney employees anymore, you know, because like 10 years ago, these were, you know, they had to hire probably really nice photographers and marketing people to say, how can we creatively get this item out there to generate buzz? Now, I mean, it's come so full circle now. You know, you paint a wall purple and bam, you got people standing there. You paint this wall with like a couple accents, boom, people are putting, you know, and the, you know, then you get a, you know, then you're like, well, let's go to the next level. Okay, there's a food stand next to the certain wall that we, you know, are going to make a, you know, fuchsia or whatever. So now we're going to have like a fuchsia Slurpee or something, you know, it's like, boom, and it's right there. It's everywhere on social media. So Pam, I just think they have to be laughing in these meetings that, I mean, the guests are selling it, which I think if you're a good company, the guest experience, you know, if you have a good time with a business or in a place, you're going to want to share that. And I think that's what's happening time and time again with Walt Disney World right now.
There's not one company in the world who doesn't wish that they weren't getting more love on social media without them having to do, look at these Disney folks are genius. You're purchasing exactly. The thing from yep. them. To share on social media. Are you kidding me? I often wonder what percentage of these are posted by folks that are like Disney bloggers. Like, seriously, that has to be a super high percentage because there's so many Disney bloggers out there. But I mean, it's just, it's fun. And it's not just Disney who does it. Like, think of Universal with those awesome milkshakes that are available at Tucson that have a dessert as a topping on top of the milkshake. Mike, remember?
Oh, I was in such pain.
Peanut butter and jelly one that had the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
So good.
It had an Uncrustable as a topper for your peanut butter milkshake. So, I mean, that's kind of funny. But, I mean, there are so many places. Like, there's, you know, there are restaurants all over the country that just specialize in doing something outrageous or something incredibly memorable. And of course, Disney would be dumb not to take advantage of that. So, but the great thing is, I kind of feel like we're benefiting from this. I mean, I'm saying, when I'm looking at the flurry of fun and the list of food that's being offered there as compared to even last year,
yes, absolutely.
It's doubled, tripled, quadrupled in size. There's just so many interesting things. I mean, last year they had, what was all the rage, was a little adult hot cocoa sampler that you could try. And that was cool. We were really looking forward to it and we tried it and it was good. Hello, there's like 100 things that you can choose from this time. And they're so cute. I mean, hello, did you see the Santa belt macarons? I mean, they look like Santa's belt. They're little red macarons and they have a little Santa belt on it. They're doing a good job with them. These are so much more than just a simple cupcake, my friend. These are desserts that people have spent time on.
Well, and Pam, your family's trained as well. Like, you do not, and this is like, it's kind of a joke with our group.
But Brian's trained. Brian is trained.
When the food comes, you do not dig in. You're like, everybody gets a picture. Get the light out. Yeah, it's crazy. But I mean, it's so pretty. You almost have to nowadays. It's crazy, especially the desserts. I will throw in this one quick story. Because doesn't Beach Club now have kind of shakes that rival the Toothsome shakes? I thought I saw
they
that.
They do. They have a few. Yeah,
it's,
they do.
I call them the excessive American shakes is what my wife and I call those. But that one night that we were over at Universal and I had that shake from Toothsome's because I had to get it. I got the thing. We walked from City Walk back to Cabana Bay or wherever we're. Yeah, Cabana Bay. And I finished it about the time I got back to the room and I had to do some work back in the room that night. So I called Disney Cruise Line to do some work. Kat answered. I talk to Kat all the time. And she's like, are you okay? Like, she could hear on the phone. I'm like, Kat, I'm in pain. She's like, are you all right? I'm like, I'm at Universal, and I just finished one of those big shakes over at Toothsome's. I was like, I just had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that was sitting on top of the thing as the finisher. She's like, are you kidding me? You had the whole thing? I'm like, yes. I'm not going to eat for a month, but I'm in pain. So if I can't finish this call 911 because I'm dying here. But it was crazy. Like, I had my stomach was hurting so bad because I chugged that thing on the way back, but it was so good. Anyway, so Ricky, I want to ask you about this too. Another thing that's happening is this event. It's one of those things. It's like an event inside an event at Tony's Town Square. In Town Square, there's a special event going on during Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. So tell us about that.
Okay, so this is the Tony's Toast. It's got a, again, Disney with their names. They keep naming things really long, elaborate things. It's like, can't you just name it like two things and have that be?
No, that they got to have a sweet acronym. That's the deal.
Okay, it's called Tony's Most Merriest Town Square Party. Come on!
Missed.
Anyway, what it is it is a so you're going to a hard ticket event and you're paying extra to attend a hard ticket event inside a hard ticket event.
Yes,
that's what this
is. So awesome. I mean, it's, but you know what? I mean, there are reasons why this makes sense if you think
there
about
are.
It.
All right, so here's what you get. You get special sips and light bites, as well as irresistible treats. So, you know, that means beverages, food, like, you know, charcuterie boards and stuff like that, and then all the desserts you can possibly want to eat. You also get a reserved viewing spot on Main Street USA for the Mickey's Once Upon a Time Christmas Party,
nice.
Or parade. And this is in the second parade, not the first parade. So just know that going into it. If you're planning on this, you're going to have to be able to stay awake for the second parade.
But you got all that food. That's why you're good. Well, I guess it could make you sleepy, but it's, you know, they're sweet treats.
So the food options include artisanal meats and cheeses, Tony's famous meatballs. I didn't know his meatballs were famous, but apparently they are.
Meatballs!
Mini hand-tossed pizzas, Borison stuffed artichoke, yes, please. Then sweets include pumpkin tartlets, Yule logs, because duh, cannoli, Christmas cookies, and red velvet cupcakes. Again, like I said, there's complimentary, that's right, except complimentary, beer, wine, and non-alcoholic beverages. And the party takes place from 9:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m., so not only does it goes after Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party too, because the party ends at midnight, so you get to stay and just stuff yourself with desserts after the party.
Yes.
It costs $99 plus tax for all guests. So that means if you're 3, you're paying $99 plus tax. If you're 73, you're paying $99 plus tax. And of course, admission to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is required to attend. The check-in takes place at Tony's Town Square podium, beginning at 2 p.m. And the dining offerings are all served inside Tony's Town Square restaurant, but guests are going to head to the viewing section at around 11 o'clock or a little bit before that for the parade. So that's all. That's what it is.
So, you know, I'm torn on this one because it does sound really cool. I like the snacks. I like the, you know, the prime location for the second Mickey's, the Once Upon a Christmas Time at Christmas Parade. I like that, but I'm paying $100 to go to the Christmas party. I got my free cookies and hot cocoa going on all night around the park.
Right?
I mean, I'm not doing this, Pam, but give us your thoughts on this.
So again, I think for my family, when we're going to the Christmas party, one of the things we love to see is the parade. The other thing, and this has prime viewing for the parade.
Yes.
I mean, you're going to be in one of the best locations to see this parade. So I see that as having some value. And it's really challenging to place, you know, a money amount on that. Because think of how early some people line up to see the parade.
True.
Like, how much is an hour's worth of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party worth? So think about that. The other thing is there's going to be food set up that you can go and eat, and you can come and go as you like throughout the evening. And it's not just food. There's also going to be alcohol if you choose, you know, to do that as well. So when you're starting to put all of this together, I'm like starting to add these things up in my mind. And at first I was like, I'm not going to pay for that on top of it. And then I'm thinking, huh. I might consider that. I mean, really and truly, especially if I'm really looking forward to that parade.
Yeah, it's a big blowout splurge because, you know, I think that I can still get a decent spot for the parade. You do got to camp out a little, but for the second parade, probably I could do that rather easily. But it would be, you know, it's again, if you want to feel very VIP and have a cool experience. I mean, this is like, again, we talk about Disney saying ultimate Christmas, this and that. This would be kind of an ultimate Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party experience, which, hey, you know, and it's not affecting me. If I don't want to do it, it's not affecting me, so it's not a big deal. I want to throw in a couple other things here because we're getting a little short on time, but a couple of the things I've seen as far as holiday items that I would like to have, like as far as merch, the cutest, and I'm not a popcorn bucket guy, and I know a lot of people go crazy for like the AT-AT and There's been other ones over the years. I think there's Oogie Boogie or whatever that guy is from Nightmare Before Christmas. That one a couple years ago or last year. But the alien in the Santa suit, like that one. Oh, that one's cute. Like that one I would buy. I hate to say that because I don't want to waste my money on that kind of stuff. Because what do I do when I get home? It just sits around. But that one is super cute. And I've seen, you know, over the past few years, they've had those kind of glow necklaces where they, like, when Toy Story opened, they had the green aliens that kind of flash. And over the past years, they've had, like, Christmas lights that you wear as a necklace. This year, they're holiday bells that light up, too, which I think that's kind of an interesting take. So, Ricky, have you seen any merch that looks interesting over the past few weeks?
I mean, when I was actually down there for Halloween, they had merch out already. So they already had just a ton of adorable stuff. Theme. I was trying to think of what some of the things were that I saw. They had a lot of ugly sweaters because, of course, nice. that's the whole thing. The one that I found to be the ugliest, though, it had fake suspenders. And then it had like a Santa like design bottom to it. So it was just a sweater, but it had like his red belt and the red like pants, like it looked like red pants. And then it had two like pockets on the sweater, and then, like in the front. And then the top part of the sweater was black. And then it had a hood to it. And I think the hood had mouse ears on it.
Sweet.
I was sitting there going, who would buy this sweater?
You wear that to work on like the day before Christmas vacation. That's it. You roll in.
Oh my goodness. That is definitely. Oh, and it had at the end of the suspenders. I put that in quotes again. It had little bells, so you'd be ringing all over the place as well with this. So, I mean, you got to have that. It was just it did almost take the cake for definitely the ugly sweater contest for sure. But they definitely had some cute Minnie Mouse ears and stuff like that, because it's all about the ears right now too. So they are bringing out the good holiday decor. They have some light up like Christmas bell necklaces, so you can light up everywhere. Of course, they have some really cute Santa hats. They have a really cute collection of like silverware and flat, and plateware and stuff like that to choose from as well. They've definitely got some cute stuff this year. So, Mike, I'm going to buy this for you. There is a hat. Okay.
Okay.
And it has antlers.
Yes.
Going out the side, of course, because why wouldn't you?
I'll be blitzing.
And then it says light up the holiday on the hat.
Yes.
And then it has Christmas ornaments, and they're Disney themed Christmas ornaments. So they're it's a small world. You know, they look like cute.
Oh, ones, like attractions? Oh, man.
Yeah, they have like cute little some attraction ornaments hanging off the antlers.
That's sweet.
I gave away my Christmas
present. That's it. We got that coming up. You gotta write that stuff down and not say it out loud.
I'm
you gotta, like,
so
come on.
Mad. I can't even do it.
Gotta find something else. Okay. Oh well. I'm trying. Bottom line is, with all this information that's coming out, these great snacks, these great, the party, just so much going on. Like, I am really, really trying to get down there because my annual pass expires at the end of the year. So we all have annual passes till January 1st. So I'm trying to sneak down with just Mallory, since she's homeschooling, just for a few days, go to a Christmas party, have like 3 days in the parks. But she's cheerleading now, and she can't miss any practices because they're like in the main part of the season. They're all mandatory, and she has practice on Wednesday and Sunday. Like, could you have it at worst time? Like, why can't they have it like Monday, Tuesday, where I'd have a 5-day, block to go? So it's killing me, but I'm gonna make it happen here. It's getting tight, but I'm going to make it happen. So Pam, have you seen any merch that looks interesting to you on social media?
So what's funny is the popcorn buckets. So whenever I saw this craze of the whole popcorn buckets, I was like, popcorn buckets?
Yeah.
Like, first of all, how am I getting this home? And what am I going to do with it once I get it home? Well, let me tell you, I saw when we were in Disneyland, the balloon. Okay? That popcorn bucket.
Yes! Oh my gosh, it's so adorable.
So then, and I thought to myself, oh my gosh, I really like that, but what am I going to do with it? And then Hannah saw the Oogie Boogie one. She loves Nightmare Before Christmas. So we're waiting for the parade one night at Disneyland. Who comes rolling back with Oogie Boogie? Hannah.
Oh my goodness.
How are we getting that home? And then we met one of my agents, Rick, out there at Disneyland. and I was talking about how I love the balloon popcorn bucket and stuff, and one of his daughters bought it for me, and I would loved it so much.
Oh my God.
I'm looking at it right now. It's in my office, but it looks like a Mickey balloon.
I love those.
A Mickey balloon. Adorable.
But they don't sell it at Walt Disney World, so I can't get it, which is kind of a bummer.
No, it's kind of sad. But anyway, so love that. But I mean, I like to do, I like to try to buy things that are kind of going to remind me of that trip. So like if there is some kind of holiday merchandise or something, I'm not bringing home any more popcorn buckets, I don't think. I know
until you get suckered in. Yes.
Yeah, that alien one's adorable.
It is. So, I want that one.
Anyways, but I really want to see, like, will there be merchandise specifically from Toy Story Land that really kind of catches my eye? Because this is the first year it's open for the holidays, and I would love to bring home something like that. But I mean, there's going to be something. I want something that says the holidays. I love, you know, the different ears that sort of celebrate the different holidays. So we'll see. I just think that Disney has been doing a better job of really bringing us, you know, event specific merchandise. And of course, it seems event specific merchandise. Of course, they're going to do that. Well, for a lot of years, there was like not a lot of stuff, like not a lot of new stuff. It was the same stuff you had seen throughout the year. So I love that we're seeing more of that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so much going on. And I think, you know, the thing is, I always look for trends. Like, how's Disney trending? Are they trending with more fun stuff? Are they doing, you know, more generic stuff? Or are they trending for more events, less events, as far as specialty things you can experience? And they're definitely trending towards, in my opinion, they're trending to great experiences for veteran Walt Disney World travelers. You know, they're giving you a chance. If you've been there 8 times in the past 10 years, they're forcing you almost to go down that 9th time, you know, because like you've been there and you've done this and you can say, oh, well, I've been there, done it all. You know what? You haven't, because there's 18 different new things. There's 38 different snacks to try now. And there's, you know, 3 different, you know, specialty events you can go to, which I think is great because, you know, getting back to Walt, I mean, he always wanted to be changing and new experiences, and that's what's happening. And it does give you an experience to go back. And a lot of these things, you know, you don't have to do. You could go down there and do Walt Disney World just like you could in April or August. But this just gives you an opportunity to, you know, celebrate the holidays, to have a totally different experience on a Walt Disney World vacation than you'd have any other time of the year. And just, you know, really celebrate. It's a great, because the weather's cool, but it's not cold. You know, it's a great time to go down. It's really, for folks that only go in the summer, like I did for years because of teaching, when you get to go down in December and get to experience the parks at night with like a jacket on, it is kind of magical. I mean, there's something to be said that you're not getting frostbite like you do, well, most times. A couple races I did, I felt like. But, you know, you're not getting frostbite like most places in the United States in December. It's cold. You know, down there, it's like cool and it's kind of fits the theme. It's almost like it's themed. Like, oh, there's a little bit of a nip in the air and have hot chocolate. It's really cool. So great time of the year to go.
True. And if nothing else, if this hasn't inspired you to go this Christmas, because I realize not everyone can pick up and go within weeks, think about booking for next year now. Let me tell you, 2019 is going to be a very busy year. So if the holidays is something that you've always wanted to experience, I want you to be able to stay at the resort you want to stay at or at the room you want to stay at. Make reservations now. Reach out to your travel counselor. $200 is all you put down on things. And I often mention that to people because people always think the deposit's got to be more than the $200. But it's $200 to reserve your vacation package, and then you can think about it.
Yeah.
Because next year, after the big announcement as to when a certain land is going to open, it's going to explode, and there will be no availability. So
that's a great point. That's a great, you know what? And the deposit's fully refundable until 31 days prior. So really, there's no risk, you know, get it. It's like, oh, it's a golden ticket, you know, at this point. So lots more going on. We didn't get to everything, but you know, this is kind of a sampler of all the exciting, not all the exciting stuff, but some of the exciting things happening down at Walt Disney World.
Exciting food was crazy.
I need to go up and get some Little Debbie's is what I need. Ricky, you got me wanting some of those Swiss rolls up at Schnucks.
Oh, I love the Swiss rolls.
I know, killing me. But they do have the like little Christmas trees out now. The Little Debbie like little Christmas trees. Those are good.
Yeah.
So I might have to get.
I don't think those are the same.
Yeah, well, they're not the same. But I mean, I'm in Florissant, Missouri. I'm not in Walt Disney World. So you do what you do. So anyway, we're going to get out of here and check out all the great stuff. It'll be Over the Mouse for Less over the next few weeks. Lots of great holiday tips and happenings over there. So check that out. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for the next Disney vacation, whether it's this holiday season 2019, whether you want to take a cruise, head out to Disneyland to get your Mickey balloon popcorn bucket, go on an Adventures by Disney and to see the world, drop by the Magic for Less. They're great agents. They're passionate about what they do. They're highly trained. They love the product. They love the Disney destinations. They're going to give you great service every time, every time. So check them out today. Of course, let them know you heard about them here on the show over at themagicforless.com. Again, as you're doing your holiday shopping, it's kicking off this weekend. Please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Please bookmark that on all your devices. It doesn't take but a second more, and it really does help support everything we do here on the show. So again, amazon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike and at BeOurGuestPod. And drop by the Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Hey, it's officially almost Thanksgiving. You know, it's less than a week. I can't believe it. It's so early this year, but I love it. So it's almost Thanksgiving. Get ready. Have some fun this weekend. Come back on Monday. We have a great trip report. It's a Christmas trip report from last year. So if you didn't get enough today, and I know a lot of you have the trees up already and are listening to the music. So, hey, we're playing right into your weakness right there. So Monday's going to be a great show. And, of course, Wednesday will be listener questions, and Friday we'll get back together again. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.